You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers here: Memphis Depay to score and Manchester United to win 9-2. Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win is 3-1. And Christian Benteke to score and Liverpool to win 7-1. Derek, Louis van Gaal could be the most hated man in the Premier League at the moment. At every step you take, you can't get away from the fact that many column inches being devoted to him and his management of this football club. And recently he's been criticised by high-profile former players. Gary Neville and Paul Scholes have come out and said that the style of football is wrong. Louis van Gaal said it makes him feel sick because those players should know that it takes time. But I think even the fans, they just hate the style of football Manchester United are playing at the moment.
Well, that's it. Love him or hate him, Fergie. He had United playing fantastic football. Even if they weren't winning trophies some years, they were fantastic to watch. And under Van Gaal, Man United have turned into Stoke. I mean, they're just unrecognisable. And moreover, they're not winning matches with that style. You know, it's okay if you win and get collecting points while you're boring the arse off people, but not if you're losing games as well and losing after taking the lead against Swansea. It's been an unmitigated disaster. And, you know, whichever way you gloss over it, the results bear that out. Now, you mentioned that he's the most hated manager. He's most hated, by the sound of things, in Old Trafford. The players are revolting. You know, well, they have been for many years.
Yeah, I couldn't hold that one back.
But I look at United and I just don't... He talks about his philosophy. I don't see anything. I don't see any shape. Players that you'd want to take men on are checking back, passing the ball back. Rooney's looked unreal. You know, I mean, he scored a couple of goals for England, but for United, he's looked so slow he'd struggle to beat one of his racehorses. I mean, I wonder who the fitness coach is there, Eric Pickles. I mean, what's happened to him?
Eric Pickles, he's still in the house.
Remember last season, Gary Neville called this a match between two pub teams. Remember, it was a shocking game.
Yeah,
well, you know, they haven't progressed. It's almost an insult to pub teams. And it's amazing that this game, you look at this game, and this used to be a game that would decide trophies, didn't it? You know, now it's almost an afterthought. Even on Liverpool, you know, Liverpool fans I've spoken to in the pub, this used to be the game, you know, to get them fired up. But it's just like another game at the moment. That's how bad things are for both teams. All I would say is United at odds on is an absolute joke. I wouldn't be having a penny of that. I backed Liverpool at 4-1 to win at Arsenal a couple of weeks ago, and they should have done really. And at Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United are an inferior team to Arsenal, and Liverpool are still around the same odds, 7-2. So I'm going to say that game against West Ham for Liverpool a couple of weeks ago when they lost 3-0 at home, I'm going to say that was a blip. They can't possibly be that bad. And I'm going to go for Liverpool at 7-2. When you get two bad teams playing, or two teams who are off form playing against each other, you don't back the team that's odds on.
Did those Liverpool fans, incidentally, know you were talking to them, Derek? Or did you just sidle up that and start...
Yes, and then 30 seconds later, they all left the pub. I have that effect.
Liverpool, come into this having been beaten inexplicably, really, 3-0 by West Ham at Anfield. Incredible result, that one.
I agree with pretty much everything Derek said there. I don't expect it to be a classic game. I think Liverpool were exceptional in that first half against Arsenal. If they can replicate that, I think they've got more goals in them than Man United have. You know, obviously they've brought in their new signing for £35 million, Anthony Martial.
Martial?
I'm going to call him Marshall because it means as soon as he scores a fantastic goal, they can use the headline Martial Arts.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, look at the money they've spent, by the way, as well.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it,
spent
really?
In the summer, and it hasn't really made much of an impact so far. Maybe Depay will, maybe Martial will. And people are saying, you know, Louis Saha saying he's like Thierry Henry when he was that age. So maybe he'll become a world beater. Won his first two France caps in the international break, incidentally. But yeah, I'm going to go Liverpool draw no bet. I fancy the draw. I just think Liverpool might be able to sneak it. So I'll take that 2-1 on the draw no bet, Liverpool.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.